We are up to Simon Dalet. We're still discussing the halachas of Netilas Yadayim, Shel Shacharis. We'll be discussing further halachas. We're up to Seif Ches. We'll be discussing today the halachas, amongst other shailas. We're going to be discussing tonight as well the shaila. Can you put, if you haven't got any running water, can you just put it in a, say, if you've got a bowl of water, but you haven't got any running water, you haven't got flowing water, can you just dip three times the hands in a bowl of water? Will that be acceptable with the Eved or not? Another shaila we'll be discussing is where exactly you have to pour the water. Does it really matter where you pour the water, or do you have to be careful where the water ends up? Is there any problem for animals to drink the water that used for negelwasser? Imagine if anybody got a dog, a cow. can you give the water, the remains of the negelwasser, if you can't, can you give it to your pets to drink? Can you give the negelwasser water? Always any problem? These amongst other shayles will be discussed tonight. Seif Ches, bottom of the page. Netilas Yodayim Shacharis. The water used for negelwasser, Ein Neutlin al Gabe Karika, should not be poured on regular floor. Elo Lesoich Keli, but it should rather go into another vessel. So it should be poured from a kli into a kli, from a vessel into a vessel, not on the floor. Now, of course, what the Shulchan Aruch was talking about in previous generations, it was very common to have just regular earth, the way we have got the houses nowadays. And therefore, if you'd pour the water, it would just be absorbed in the earth. It would be the easy way out, just to pour the water on in the earth. Just as a little footnote, it's well known that the Chofetz Chaim owned his own house. The Chofetz Chaim had, for most of his life, his own house, the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, was just, pardon? Two houses, I don't know about the second house. I don't know about that. But the house that I know about was that it was actually, for most of his life, there was earth, was literally earth. There wasn't any flooring at all. And eventually, because the Chofetz Chaim became more famous in his later years, especially after the Mishneh Berurah came out, and his fame spread all over Europe, he became more. He had no choice, but he felt it wasn't appropriate, and people, as it were, they forced him basically to have, they paid for it as well, and he had flooring done, and it was one of the last houses in Radinau. Eventually flooring was done. And he always said he was very jealous of his sister, because he had a sister who was even poorer than he was. And she was not known. Nobody knew Chofetz Chaim's sister. And he said he was very jealous whenever his sister came down, or he met his sister. I don't know how common that was. Whenever he met his sister, he said, "I'm jealous of you because you don't have these luxuries of having a proper flooring. You still have got the earth floor." He said, "I'm jealous of you. You don't have to run after all these luxuries." So the Shulchan Aruch teaches us that you can't just pour it onto the floor, it needs to go into a keli. The Mishneh Berurah said in Sifkot Yutes, what it's referring to, keli, v'toiv, it is proper, shioniach, shnei kelim roshoisov, it is proper, it is the right thing to do to have two kelim, next to your bed. Echad male, one is full, that's the negelwasser keli, v'echad reikon, the other one is empty, and that's where you're pouring the water in. So you have one empty bowl, that's where the water goes in, and obviously the negelwasser bowl, which is full. Now, the question that Shlomo Zalman addresses, an interesting shaila. He says, nowadays, if a person, say, his sink is four amas away from his bed, okay? It's common enough. It's just over 3 meters. You can probably make it for the chaznish, so that's just over 3 meters. So if you don't have to have a negelwasser bowl next to you, but you're 3 meters away from the sink, and you want to wash negelwasser there. So the shaila is, is that lechatchila, the fact you're pouring it into a sink, or is there any halachas of pouring it into a keli? Is there any problem of, do you have to literally pour into a, as the Shulchan Aruch says, he has to go lesoich keli, or is it just acceptable to put into a sink? Pardon? Right. Absolutely clear that it's certainly acceptable, it's perfect, there's no shaila whatsoever, it's not considered a keli. Shlomo Zalman therefore addresses the following shaila. He says, what's the halach if you've got say you've got a glass there, or you've got a mug there, whatever it may be that ended up in the sink. Is there any shaila of pouring the Nagelwasser water onto any other kate, onto the mug or glass or whatever it may be? Is there any shaila, or should Chalechatchila try to avoid that? Because remember, we learned that Nagelwasser water does affect items that it touches. Is it therefore a problem or not? So we'll be careful, try to take everything away from the sink.
Are you presuming the water will stay on it, or the water will be taken off before it's used?
No, the water will run through, which is going to touch from the Nagelwasser. As you're pouring Nagelwasser, it's going in. Any shailas, do you think that's okay? Lechatchila, try to take everything from the...
It should not go
on cutlery on plates. Is that what everybody agrees? Nagelwasser water should not go on cutlery on plates. Lechatchila. Pshalom Zalman has absolutely no problem with it. Very interesting. Pshalom Zalman says you don't have to bother. It's no problem even lechatchila. Pshalom Zalman says, because you're going to wash it off anyway. So it's not a problem. He says you don't have to worry about it. Do you have to wash it off 3 times? We learned yesterday that the fruit which was affected by Nagelwasser water, lechatchila, should be rinsed off 3 times. Does the same apply to if you've got a spoon there, a plate there, a glass there, a mug there? You kept it in the sink. Do you have to wash it off 3 times before using it? Yes? Yeah, why not? See, Mitzvah, you're right, but Shlomo Zalman says you don't need to. He says that a keli which is affected doesn't have to be rinsed off 3 times. Again, this has to do with Hilchas Ruach Rov, which is a bit hard to understand, but Shlomo Zalman is very confident in being matel lechatchila. Even lechatchila, you don't have to.
Does he hold that food you have to do 3 times?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe
comparable to that. Yeah, I hear. Yeah, maybe that's it. I hear. Yeah, maybe. So that's with regards to the two keli that should be poured into. One should be careful. The Poskim mentioned that. Let's see that from in Sif Tes. Sif Tes teaches us the following: Ma'im shal netilas yadayim shachris. The water which is poured from netilas yadayim shal shachris also lehenu is mohem. You may not have any benefit from the Nagelwasser water. You don't have to any benefit from it. Lo yishpachem bebayis, and only pour it away bemokim, veloy bemokim, and not in a place she'ovim sham bnei adam. Don't pour it in a place where people walk. Don't pour it in a place where people are going to step on the point that he has to get removed. He has to go away. So make sure that it's not on people. It's not on place where people step. Sifkotn chof alef mishnebura. In Sifkot and Chof, the Mishnah Berurah, excuse me, says, Mehem al Kain, says the Mishnah Berurah, Loyit nom livne behem toy. Don't give it to your pet. The Nagelwasser bowl, even if it's, you want to save yourself the tirch of getting fresh water, you want to just use that water from Nagelwasser, do not give it. So if you've got a little bird, you've got a cat, or whatever it may be, don't use that water from Nagelwasser. Make sure that it could be mazik, it could damage the animal, yeah. So you have to put it in a place, yeah, grass. That's a very interesting shaila. I didn't mean to address that, but it's a good shaila. Shlomo Zalman speaks about it. Let's just see Sifkotn Chof Aleph and then address your point. Sifkotn Chof Aleph, says the Mishnah Berurah, Bnei Adam, Ki yuchlo le'nozek al edei haruach ro. People can get damaged by the ruach ro. They can be hurt. V'yishpachem, it should be pulled away b'mkoyim midroin. It should be poured in a slanty area where the water just flows away. It should be going into the earth. It should get really absorbed in the earth. So it's in question that you're asking that what about will also flowers and plant get damaged by it? Is that what you want to know? Yeah, if you pour it on grass, so let's say you're camping or something and you're pouring it, will the grass get damaged from the ruach ra?
Not attached to the ground.
Because it's attached to the ground. Yeah, has everybody agreed to that?
Is it not even a bigger question? Is it not to get hana?
Right.
Grass,
is considered hana, or is not hana?
Maybe. Why not? It's in your garden.
It's in your garden. So you're going to differentiate between your garden and public area.
I'm just using your garden because...
Right. Somewhere that you're going to get benefit out of it.
Maybe.
But it's interesting that what I saw, I don't know if that's the consensus of all the poskim, but many poskim are matter when it comes to they say that behemoth of animals get damaged. Grass... And growing flowers, it wouldn't be affected by Ruach Ra. Again, I can't explain that. I don't know why, but the poskim seem to be okay with it. seem to be okay with it. Right, continues the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Yud. Noitel, the way we actually have to wash Negelva, the way we do it is as follows. Noitel Kli Shel Mayim. The way you lift it up is you take it, the Kli, the vessel Shel Mayim of water, Biyad Yeminoi, you take it on your, with your right hand, you lift up with your right hand, V'noisnoi, and you give it liat smoil loy, and so you lift it up with your right hand side and you pass it on to your left hand side. Kidei sheyorik mayim al yeminoi tchilo, in order you should pour the water on your right hand first. So you lift it up with your right hand, you pass it on to the left hand, and you pour it onto your right hand first. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Now, Mishnah Berurah says something, the Kabbalistic Kabbalistic idea, concept. So if Kotten Chof Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'noisnoi, Kedei sheizgabe yemin, that the right hand side is considered yemin, is considered, the right hand side is chesed, Kedei sheizgabe yemin, shu chesed, al smol shu din. That right hand side is considered yemin, left hand side is considered smol. Therefore, we always start with the right hand side and you pass it on to the left hand side. It's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah mentions that. Kedei sheizgabe yemin shu chesed is al smol shu din. I mean, I would have thought another reason why you should start with the right hand. Yeah, normally we always find that you should always go for the right hand side. So I'm not sure why the Mishnah Berurah brings over here a more Kabbalistic, more Alpi Kabbalah reason. But yes, Mishnah, so you lift up with the right hand side, you give it onto the left, and you pour it onto the right hand. What about a left handed person? Mishnah Berurah says, if a gam be'itter, also a left handed person, al zinim basi yamin, the arm should do the same way. So anybody left handed here? Jonathan, otherwise, left-handed? Left-handed. So you do it with the right, you do it the same way. You lift up with the right hand side, which is your weaker hand, and you pass it on to the left, and you pour it like this, and you do that three times. No, taken as well. Yeah, I don't think it's a halach of dafke, but yeah, I don't think there's enough kamina. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. According to this, there would be a shtickle reason. I didn't see anybody mentioning that. I didn't see anyone pointing this out. Right. Seif Yud Aleph. Loy yitoil, an additional locha. You may not wash negelvas. You may not take the water. Memishol, not al yod of shachis. Don't take the water from somebody who hasn't washed negelvas yet. Seif Yud Aleph in Mishnah Berurah, Seif Kotten Chof Gimel. Loy yitoil, roitzeloy ma lishpoich loy al yod. What Shulchan Aruch really means is you may not accept the water. Don't pour the water on somebody else if the pouring person hasn't washed negelvas. So if you haven't washed negelvasser yet, don't pour negelvasser onto somebody else. It's not going to work. But to bring the water, that's okay. So if you want to bring it from the other room, you want to bring the water. You want to bring bring the water from the bathroom. That's okay, but just don't pour it onto the person. So bringing is okay, pouring is not good. Right. Say if you'd base in Shulchan Aruch. I don't know what the support for that is. No, can't think of any reason. Can you think of something? I don't know why it would be like that. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. Yeah, not sure what the how it works. I don't know how it works. Yeah. Seif Yud Beis in Seif Yud Beis in Shulchan Aruch. Im Sheikh Sheikh Yodov. If you dip your hands in water, lesoich kli shel mayim, into a bowl, into a vessel, into a keli of water, also loy netila, the netila will work, that will work, lekriya shma o letfila, that will work for kriya shma and for shmoyne esre, aval loy leruachro sholei, but that won't work for ruachro. But if you pour, you put your hands in three waters that have been exchanged, that's three different bowls of water, three waters that has been changed, that one can doubt already, one can think about if that works for Ruach. So again, Shulchan Aruch address a very important point. What's the halacha? If you haven't got flowing water, you are in a place you haven't got flowing water. You've got water, but you haven't got flowing water. Now, you want to know if that works for Negelwasser, but not only for Negelwasser. We're also going to address now the other two reasons of the two reasons why we need to wash our hands in the morning. So that's the Rosh and the Rashba. So I want to know if I can be Yoitza, if I can fulfill my obligation by washing my hands in non-flowing water. Does that work or not? So I'm putting my hands into, I've got more than Revi's, I've got a sufficient amount of water, I'm putting it once in the water, I'm taking it out. Twice in the water, I'm taking it out. Three times in the water, and I'm taking it out again. Does that work? Yes or no? So Shulchan Aruch now says, it's actually going to work. First, there's a few chidushim in that what Shulchan Aruch is teaching us. If you put your hands in the water, it's going to work for tefillah and shema. In fact, it works. It works for tefillah and shema. It works. But for ruach ro, it doesn't work. What does that teach us? What does that teach us? Very good. Chiddush number one, very important chiddush. What we are seeing over here, black and white, I think unlike what many people think, that you can daven with ruach ro, black and white. Imagine that. You can wash in a way that ruach ro has not been removed. It works for Torah and tefillah, and it works for, but as far as ruach ro concerned, ruach ro has not been removed yet. So chiddush number one is, you can daven ruach ro. There are people out in Kabbalah that say that it's not, etc. But black and white, Shulchan Aruch is matir. You can, sounds like interesting, no? To daven ruach ro, but we're seeing it black and white. Shulchan Aruch says, although the ruach ro has not been removed from your hands, you can daven. What about bracha? Can you make a bracha? Can you make a bracha on this? Tefillah Zidayim. So you say you can make a bracha, but it should be in the keys of Tefillah Zidayim. Maybe. Does everybody agree to that? It doesn't matter. So you say, Atzenusach HaBracha, you'd keep going for Netilah Zidayim. Can you make a bracha? Yeah. The answer is, says Mishnah Berurah Sif Kot Nchavei, Lekira Shema Veletfila, Veyuchal Avoich Al Netilas Yodayim. You can make a bracha on Netilas Yodayim. And this is based on a concept that we discussed, I don't know when it was, that Sif Kot Nches Mishnah Berurah teaches us, that the bracha of Netilas Yodayim, the bracha that we have on Netilas Yodayim, what is the bracha, what was the takon of the bracha made on? Was it made on the Rashpo, or Ruach Ro? We discussed that the bracha was on the Rosh and Rashbo. Ruach Ro, Chomi never made the bracha on Ruach Ro, on removing the Ruach Ro. That wasn't really, remember Sifkot and Chesed Mishneh Berurah. The main reason why Chomi made the bracha of Netilas Yodayim in the morning is because of the Rosh and the Rashbo, of Tefillah, Perich, Hadosha. But as far as the removing Ruach Ro is concerned, bracha wasn't made on that. Consequently, over here, where dipping the hands works for Rosh and Rashbo, admittedly it doesn't work for Ruach Ro, but it does work for Rosh and Rashba, you can make a bracha on it. You can make a bracha on it. You've got Ruach Ro still. But you can make a bracha. Yeah. We'll get to that. Mishneh Berurah will get to that. Very good. Very good. Mishneh Berurah will get that in a minute. So says the Mishneh Berurah the following. V'yuchal avoich al netilas yodayim. Second line in Sifkot Nechavei. Ta'amrinon b'kiyor, when it comes to the kiyor, the kohen, during the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, it says with regards to the kiyor, v'rochatzu mimenu. By the kiyor, the kohenim need to wash v'rochatzu mimenu from the water in the kiyor, i.e. flowing water, v'loi besoichoi, not in the mas, not the kohenim, must not dip the water in the kiyor, it has to be flowing. Ha'ba'alma, this is only with regards to the kohenim. The kohenim, there's a special gzeras ha'kosov, that the water needs to be flowing. Ha'ba'alma, so says the Mishnah Berurah, anywhere else, afilu besoichoi, even dipping in the water is okay. So that was the only specific gzeras ha'kosov with regards to the kohenim. But anywhere else, dipping is acceptable for Netilas Yodayim. Avol, however, lahavir ruach ro. When it comes to removing the ruach ro, boy iroi gimel pa'amim dafka. It needs to be pulled on the hands three times. Veshichshuch bekli. And if you're dipping the water in a vessel, afilu mea pa'amim, even 100 times, loy choshev is only considered aloch. It's only considered once. You can dip your hands 100 times. It's only, as far as ruach ro is concerned, you only done it once. Why is that? The svar is poshut. Why is that? Why is that? With regards to ruach ro, if you've done this 100 times, you haven't. It's considered as if you've done only once. Because the water, that's right, says the Mishnah Berurah, Shemiyat Nitmu Hamayim, because the water became immediately Tomei. Note the words Tomei again. V'havin k'meshoifchen, and it's considered as if you have poured the water, it's poured water. So you can dip your hands 100 times. The point is of Ruacho. We can't really understand the depth of it, but what we can see clearly, the way the Ruacho is being removed is by having flowing water going on the hands 3 times. So by dipping it once, you've only done once, and that's not sufficient, you need to have it 3 times. Because the water needs to go with it 3 times. Does that make sense? So, umishimachi, and therefore, nistapeg achikach, bemeimois muchlofim, therefore the Shulchan Aruch questions, and he's in doubt, and he asks, what's the halacha of meimois muchlofim? What happens if you're dipping it in 3 different bowls of water? What will be the halacha then? The efshel, the lavdavke eru beinon. Could it be that after that you need pouring water? Lahaviru acho, the afilu rechitza sagi. Do you need pouring water? Do you not need pouring water? Oy de beinon eru mekli al yodov. Or do you need pouring water from a kli onto your hands or not? So again, that is clear. That if you put it in 1 bowl of water, it's okay for tefillah and for davening and shema, that's fine. If you do that, that's fine with regards, that's fine with regards to tefillah. Ruach ra remains if you do that 3 times. You haven't removed the ruach ra. The question is, what happens? That's clear. Ruach ra is still there. What happens if you put in 3 different bowls? Fleishik, melchik, parve. And you put in 3 different bowls. What happens? What happens then? So that, the Shulchan Aruch leaves with the sofek. He leaves with the tzorich here. What's the tzorich here? How long this? Beautiful. He said that, is it good enough to have 3 different waters? Different waters. Does that remove the wacha? Or maybe that's still not good enough. Maybe you need flowing water. You need an irui. You need pouring water. And therefore, even if you do that, you have got 3 different water, but it's not pouring water. And therefore, it's still going to be a problem. Yeah. Say that again, I didn't hear. Why is that? That's a good point. That's an excellent point. I don't know. It's a very interesting point. I didn't see anybody mentioning that. It's very interesting. So what's going to be the answer? Obviously, the answer is you don't need 6. But I'm not sure why. It's an excellent point. Why not 6? How can you... Even if you do it simultaneously, it's a beautiful question. Or at least the chumrah should be, such a beautiful question, at least we should be makpid on pouring the hand simultaneously in. And I didn't see anybody saying that. I didn't see anyone saying that. Very interesting point. Rabbeisai, what do you think about this? This should be when we print out the seif on chidushim of the Adir Shechaburah, that should be in Siman Dalet. I don't know the answer, Rabbeisai. What's the answer? At least it should be makpid simultaneously. Not sure. I don't know what the answer is. Anybody? Yeah, but we don't see the poskim being makbid. He says that if you do in the... It should be irui. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. It's an interesting point. It's definitely an interesting point. Very, very interesting point. What about... And that's the Mishnah Berurah's next point. What about the flowing river? Flowing river. Like a tap? Like a tap? You can't turn it on and off. Okay, my tap, you also can't. Yeah, okay. Yes. Pardon? Still in water, yeah? How would you distinguish? Yeah, that we don't see anybody being mechalek. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and that's how halacha says as follows. The kosa v'aprimegadim, that's the first white line towards the end. The primegadim says, the lefiz according to that, im tochav yodoi benor, if a person dipped his hand, he puts his hands in a river, sholesh pa'amim 3 times, oi beshelek, or in snow, hamunach ala oretz, which is on the ground, b'shloishoy meikomeis mechlofim, on 3 different places, afilu hachi, that, afilu hachi, nevertheless, loy mehani, it will not help, rak letfele, it will only help with regards to davening and shema, but, nevertheless, of course, v'yuch alavorech al netilas yodayim. He can make a broch on netilas yodayim, as we learned, but for Ruach Ra remains. Aval sofek im hanile Ruach Ra. But lemaisa, you can't, we don't know about the Ruach Ra. It's no different, says the Mishnah Berurah, than the 3 bowls of water, that is, you haven't got, yeah, it's, it hasn't, it's, the water flow is not There's no real Iroi. And therefore, maybe you need an Iroi and you haven't got it. So therefore, the Ruachah may still be there. And the Ulai, Ba'inole, Iroi Mekeli, adds a crucial word over here. That maybe if you need an Iroi, maybe you need specifically an Iroi from Mekeli. So although it's quite flowing, and it's not the same water, but the Tzad that is Mechayev, an Iroi, maybe they need even an Iroi Mekeli. Which the more adds a point of it. Iroi Mekeli needs to be from a vessel. You haven't got that with a river. The Arts, the Chaim, the Malbim, the Levush Esron, the Levush Esad Posku, they pass in the Benor, with regards to a river, the Chem Beshelek, with regards to snow, the May Mikveh, Mahani, Afla, the Ruachot, that's good enough, even with regards to Ruachot. The Afilu Einboim Aboim Saw, even if there isn't got 40 Saw, the Ein Chom Beot, the Arts, the Chaim, and see what Arts, the Chaim, Paskins, the Lemais, what the Otzachim writes there again. So Aloha, just in very brief, what we've discussed tonight, we learned first of all, a person should be makpit, that the water which is used for Negel Vasa should be poured away. We spoke about, doesn't necessarily need to be a keli, although that's what Shulchan Aruch's word is, doesn't have to be a keli. The main point is the water needs to go away. We don't give it to animals, and it mustn't be poured in a place where people step. We then discuss the way it's actually being lifted. You lift it with the right hand, you give it onto the left hand, you do that three times. We then learned and discussed that the Shulchan Aruch says, don't pour, if you haven't washed Negel Wasser, don't pour onto somebody else Negel Wasser, but the water may be brought, but you're not poured. And then we discussed the fascinating Aloch and Sifud base that certainly if you dip your hands in one bowl three times, that certainly does help, according to all opinions, that does help for Rosh and Rashpo, you can make a bracha from Tilas Yudayim on that, you can go and daven now, but with regards to Ruach Ra, you still go Ruach Ra, and your hands according to all opinions, if you dipped it three times in one bowl of water, the Shulchan Aruch then considers and discusses, and he's not sure what happens if you've got three bowls of water. Maybe that is okay because you've got three different waters, therefore the Ruach Ra has been removed. Or maybe one can argue that's not good enough because you need flowing water from a keli and hasn't been pouring water, and therefore it doesn't help. The Mishnah Berurah addresses at this point, what about a river or a May Mikveh or snow, which is also considered water, can you just do it three times that? And he said that's probably the same suffix than the Shulchan Aruch. And he said, Lechatchila, don't do that. It's certainly you can make the bracha of Netilas Yadayim. Interesting. In snow, you can make bracha of Netilas Yadayim. In a river, you can make bracha of Netilas Yadayim. But you, with regards to Ruach Ra, he says, Pashtus, you haven't removed your Ruach Ra. But at Lemaisei Paskins, with regards to a river, and the Mikveh, the Malbim is Matir, and he seems to be Paskin in that Halacha Lemaisei. Right, and we wish you a kosher on Pesach and a freilichen Pesach, and I won't be here, but we'll see each other mitzvah Shem on Yisroel Chag Be'ezra Hashem.